Now, Lance Armstrong has said that he would be nowhere near this milestone without the help of a team of 8 other cyclists and a support staff so large and so varied that it's often compared to a traveling circus. Douglas Meyer traveled to France recently and rode along the route just ahead of the racers. He found out firsthand what it takes to prepare for the big loop that is Les Tours.
Shaving one's legs is a cycling tradition, and for me, the last step in preparing for a 6-day ride along the route of the Tour de France. I have a light bike and shaved legs. I feel ready. Or at least I do until I speak with the staff that prepares Lance Armstrong and the U.S. Postal Cycling Team. Dan Ossipo of Tailwind Sports, the actual owners of the team, explained that their preparations involve much more than one man, one bike, and, well, one razor.
Well, for the Tour de France this year, we have 9 riders, 3 directors, 4 mechanics, 4 soigneurs, 2 physicians, 1 chiropractor, 2
Compare this to the early days of the Tour. In 1913, Eugene Christophe was leading the race when he cracked the front fork of his bike. Given no other option, Christophe walked 8 miles to the nearest town and found a blacksmith shop. 4 hours later, he had fixed his bike, but lost the race. These days, maintaining a rider's bike, or more accurately, bikes, is a service that a team provides. Postal's Jeff Brown and the other wrenches, as mechanics are known, ensure that in spite of the stress and strain of the race, none of his riders will need to stop at a blacksmith shop.
You know, the bikes that we use, they have carbon fiber frames, but a guy like Lance, or any professional bike rider for that matter, can really twist a bike if they want. You know, you can say, wow, he's really spaghettiing that bike, you know, and you're like, my God. But, you know, that's normal. The bike comes back.
The riders' bodies must also bounce back day after day for 21 days. Jeff Spencer, the team's chiropractor, has been described by Armstrong as part doctor, part guru, part medicine man.
My job is to identify where strain is in the body, whether it's muscles, ligaments, tendon, joints, or whatever. We identify those areas and we discharge the strain either through, you know, manual procedures such as chiropractic adjusting, myofascial trigger points. We have a variety of different modalities that allow us to do that electronically using different frequencies, wavelengths, and electrons.
I'm still trying to understand what Spencer has said when he turns on a machine that looks like it was stolen from the set of Star Trek. A machine that shoots current through the body to speed healing. Spencer also employs a technique known as earthing, literally plugging the riders into the ground at night.
So while a rider sleeps, they get a steady stream of electrons that carry the Earth's natural frequencies that are used for accelerating, recovering, controlling inflammation. It's absolute magic.
I asked Spencer if he can earth and electronize me, and he graciously agrees. But 4-time tour racer turned television commentator Bob Roll suggests other options for me.
Start drinking heavily, eat a lot of cheese and pork byproducts to get your internal organs well pickled before you come over.
Roll reminds me that there is a world of difference between riding along, as I am doing, and racing in the Tour.
That's a different story. I don't recommend that to anybody unless you have deep psychological trauma in your past. And the wine comes in handy, too. When I try to forget about all the suffering.
The 6-mile climb to La Mongie in the Pyrenees is where Lance Armstrong asserted his dominance in this year's Tour. And on this very climb, I get a small taste of the suffering. I also know that no matter the bike, let alone the electro gizmos, I would never be able to zip up these mountains like Armstrong or any other racer in the Tour. Dr. David Drenning, a cardiologist and cyclist from Huntsville, Alabama, explains the basic differences between an elite cyclist and an amateur like me. It's genetic.
You know, the elite cyclist in 1 minute can pump over 7 gallons per minute. If you go to the gas station and time how much gas you can pump into your car in 1 minute, it's about 7 gallons. So the top professional cyclist can pump more blood through his heart in 1 minute than you can pump gas into your car.
With better genetics, better training, and better support, it is no wonder that they make it look as easy as, well, as easy as simply riding a bike. For NPR News, I'm Douglas Meyer.